In John chapter 16 and 17, as Paul read in part, that God and Jesus come to us and make their abode with us. We didn't have the opportunity to read that in John 16, 23. And from John chapter 17, we are one together in God and in Jesus because we believe the apostle's word. And so the apostle Paul says, as Paul already read in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he says, I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. There's a song we sing, number 441, Christ liveth in me. And this morning I'm not going to attempt to explain the technicalities of that, how that exactly occurs and in what way the Lord lives within us. But I want to just take this as a fact, that Jesus Christ does live within us, and I want us to talk about a few things that are important to us this morning. First of all, we must realize that we were crucified with Christ. And Paul says this, we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 several times. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Now turn your Bibles over with me to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, and we want to look at a few verses. As you do that, think about the story of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. And think about the things that we've studied about before in our sermons and in Bible classes, and think about that day in which he was betrayed early in the morning, probably sometime after midnight. And think about the trials that he went through, both of the Jews and also of the Romans. And think about the scourging and the humiliation, and think about the crown of thorns, and think about the crucifixion. You and I, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we have a debt to pay. That is because of our sin. The wages of sin is death. Therefore, each and every one of us must die. And there is no escaping this death. In Romans chapter 3, the Apostle Paul, who also wrote Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, in Romans chapter 6 and beginning in verse 3, he explains to us how we can die without going to hell. And in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, what then? Chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? So what the apostle is stressing to us here, that when we are baptized into Christ. In verse 5, he says that we are united with Christ. In other words, we become one with Christ, and we're baptized into his death, so that we are in union with his death, so that his death becomes our death, and we are able to die without going to hell, that is, paying the penalty due for our sin. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24 that Jesus Christ bore our sins in his body upon the cross. And therefore the debt is paid for our sins through Jesus Christ upon the cross. And as we are united with him, his crucifixion becomes our crucifixion. His death becomes our death. The penalty and the debt is paid. Also look at verse 6. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. And then look at verse 7. For he who has died is freed from sin. Paul says in Colossians chapter 2 that when we're baptized, crucified with Christ, that we are raised up with him and made alive with him, our debt is paid. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, so the Apostle Paul says, we've been crucified with Christ. He says, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Now this crucifixion occurs when we're baptized into Christ, but I want us to remember that the Apostle Paul gives us the example of himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 31. And he says, I die daily. And I want us to think about whether or not we die every day. Do you get up in the morning and you say, I'm putting this body, I'm putting myself to death, I am crucifying this flesh? Paul says that the world was crucified to him. And do we do that every day? In Galatians chapter 5, as Paul continues in this epistle, in Galatians chapter 5 and beginning in verse 24, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. And a little bit earlier in that epistle, he talks about walking by the Spirit. And a little earlier from that, in about verse 19, he talks about the deeds of the flesh. Having been crucified with Christ, now we walk and live by the Spirit. And let me ask you this. Have you crucified the flesh with its passions and desires? That means that you take them and you put them upon a cross and you nail them there and they die there. And Paul says, I die daily. Every day he has to do this over and over and over again. And brethren, ask yourself, do you do this every day? In other words, do you recommit yourself to the Lord each and every day? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, therefore now as Christ is living within us, living within the Apostle Paul, in chapter 6 and verse 14 he says, but may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of this cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, but the power of God to those who are being saved. And in what do we boast? In what do you boast? What do you look about yourself and you think about yourself that is so great and so grand and so glorious? Pride is a terrible thing. Pride can get in our way and it can hurt us, it can drag us down, it can force us to have terrible relationships with other people, and it brings us to sin. The Apostle Paul, having been crucified with Christ, the world crucified to him, he says, having crucified these passions, he says, I boast in nothing but the cross. And brethren, is that where our boast is? Is that where our pride is? How often do we even think about the fact that we have been crucified? Is this something we just think about upon occasion, every once in a while? Or do we indeed die every day? Do we indeed crucify the world to ourselves every day? Do we indeed crucify the flesh and its passions and its desires every day? Do we do that? Or do we just let it get in our way, drag us down, turn us from God? Turn your Bibles, if you would, please, to Colossians chapter 3. As we've already seen Paul talk about this new man from Romans chapter 6, he also talks about it in Colossians chapter 3, both in Colossians, Ephesians, and Ephesians, talking about this new man. And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, he says, and have put on the new self. If we die every day, let me ask you this, do we put on the new self every day? Think about that. And this new self, verse 10, is renewed in a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. And so this true knowledge means that we must be focused and meditating upon the Word of God. We must be concentrating on it. We must be working in the Word of God. It must be part of our everyday life. You know, some people and say, well, you got to read the Bible every day. And that's not a bad thing. But I tell you what's more important than that is to think about the Bible every day and to think about the Word of God every day and apply it to our lives and the things that we are doing. Are we doing that? Crucifying the old man, putting the old man to death, and then are we putting on the new man every day, or are we just walking throughout life and not even thinking about it? Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, if you'll just glance at your Bibles with me very quickly, that when we're baptized, we are circumcised with the circumcision of Christ. In other words, this old man is cut off. In verse 12, we are buried with him when we're raised up once again, dead to our sins. In verse 13, we are made alive together with Christ. We are saved and we have eternal life. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1, we are raised up with Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. And being raised up together with Christ in the heavenly places, Paul explains in another place, then the life that we live is a spiritual life, not a carnal life. And Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, our life is hidden with Christ in God. There we have security and protection. Having put on the new man, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. How do we do that? Verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 5, therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality and impurity, and the list goes on. Brethren, this is our spiritual walk. This is what it means to have Christ living within us. Put the fleshly man to death every day. Crucify the world to yourself every day with its passions and its desires, and walk a spiritual walk. This new man living in you. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will be revealed with him in glory. And this is the end of our faith. This is the end of our life, and that is resurrection with Christ Jesus. So we've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer we who live, but Christ is living in us. And therefore, Paul says back in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but the power of God to those who are being saved. In Galatians chapter 3 and beginning in verse 26, I want us to remind ourselves exactly how these things occurred. In Galatians chapter 3, and first of all in verse 6, even so Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And brethren, when we believe, it is reckoned to us as righteousness. Verse 7, therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. Remember in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8 that Abraham believed, and being called out to go to another place, that he obeyed God. And brethren, this is what it means for us to believe. We obey God. He was called out to go to another country, and brethren, we are called out also. in chapter 3 of Galatians and verse 26, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Now, how does this work? Notice with me verse 27. "For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." Now, think about this for just a moment. You were baptized, crucified with Christ. You died with Christ. You were buried with Christ. You were raised up together with Him. You are alive together with Him. You are clothed with Christ. Just like when you got up this morning, you put your clothes on. Your clothes cover your body. Your clothes are the outward part of your body. And so Christ is your outward part. You are in Christ and Christ is in you. And this occurred, verse 27, when you're baptized, and verse 29, "And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise." Why? Because as Abraham believed, you believe. And as it was accounted to him for righteousness, so it is accounted to you for righteousness. Now look at this. God commanded Abraham to leave his home, his family, and go to another place that he would show him. And because he believed, he obeyed. And God calls us out too. He calls us out of the world of sin, and He calls us out of that world, to leave that world, by being baptized into Jesus Christ. Just as God promised Abraham a home, so He promises us a home. And we've not seen that home. We've not been to that home. We've not experienced heaven, but we believe in heaven because of God's promises. And those who obey God because of their faith, God accounts that faith as righteousness. For us as Christians, Christ's crucifixion becomes our crucifixion. His death becomes our death. His resurrection becomes our death, our resurrection. And we are alive together with Him. Therefore, Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." Yes, we are in Christ, and we live by faith in the Son of God as our faith works through love. One more thing about Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, and then the lesson is yours. Paul says this of Jesus Christ, "Who loved me and gave himself up for me." And let me suggest to you that as we think about our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us. And how did he do that? He did that on the cross. And as we think about that crucifixion, as we think about the fact that he was crucified for you and I, it's just as if we would have been on death row and we are being led away to the electric chair. And there we're being strapped into the electric chair and a guard is ready to pull the switch and to electrocute us. It's like someone came up to us and said, "Excuse me, I'll take your place." And sits in the chair and strapped into the chair, and then the guard throws that switch, and then another guard takes us and says, "You're free now. The debt has been paid. The debt was your life. That debt was paid by this person. Here's the door. You can go free." Well, that's what Jesus did for us. And it wasn't an electric chair. It was something much worse than that. It was the cross. And when we realize what Jesus has done for us and the great love Jesus has for us, that He would pay the debt, that He would pay the penalty, that He would go to the cross when you and I, each and every one of us, are the ones who should have been scourged, and each and every one of us are the ones that should have been laid upon the cross and nailed to it and raised up into the air in humiliation for all to see and to wag their heads. than as Jesus gave himself up for you and I. Then we give ourselves up for him. To live for Jesus, that's another song we sing, isn't it? To live for Jesus, oh my brother. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what it means to give ourselves up for him. Paul says, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. That's what it means to give yourself up for Jesus. And then we glorify God in our bodies, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which God has given to us. And Paul says, for you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. To do that, we must crucify the world every day to ourselves with its desires and pleasures. To do that, we must die daily. Recommit ourselves to God every day. Don't miss a day doing it. Be renewed in true knowledge that the new man, clothed in Christ, lives to the glory of God. Christ lives in you. Think about the awesome responsibility you have as his disciples.